So we're learning Pesachim Daf Nunvav Amabez, and we are starting the fourth line from the top, the beginning of a line. It said in our Mishnah that the Anshei Richa were matirim gevzoi shal hektish shal chara v'shal shukma. They were matir the growth that grew out of the trunks of hektish, of a sycamore tree or a boxer tree, and they held it was mutter. Amru, they said, avasei like these shal kairis. The people who makdish it will only makdish the beams, which means the trunks, the trees itself, it's used for beams. But the branches, they didn't care about. And they were makdish that. That came now, came afterwards. And we are going to matter the growth that come out of it. And the machlekes over here is on gedulim that came after you were makdish it. He holds like the mandi yama holds, there's no me'ila by gedulim. And the Rabbanon who argued on this, they weren't Meicha, but they argued on, they were Meicha. The Rabbanon who were Meicha, what did they hold? Rabbanon Sabri, Nehidim, Ilaka, Surah Mi'ika. Maybe it's not an Ila, but it is the Rabbanon there is. Now, it's a big Machagas of Shainim, who owns it? Good is no Me'ila, because there's no Me'ila by Gedulim, but who actually owns these Gedulim, these growths? So, seeing they grow out of it. So, according to a lot of Shainim, Hektish owns it. So then the Kash is, what happened to Gezel of Hektish? So the Birkas Avram answers that there's gezels only by a friend, not by hektish. That's what he wants to mechadish. If you don't have me'ila, there's no gezel. The Rav Shach answers that they held that these things you don't care about. They're just branches. They only care about the beams. They don't care about the branches. Therefore, it wasn't a shayla gezel. If it would be me'ila, I don't care. You don't go, who cares? It's me'ila. But if it's no me'ila, there's no real gezel because they didn't care about these branches. There's no use for them. And therefore, they didn't mind if they took it. That's the Avi Ezra's pshat. So nothing more about it. It says that another thing he did wrong that the Chum did not allow and they were Meicha is that they let the Ma'aniyim eat the peres hanoishim on Shabbos. That means peres that fall off the tree. You have an apple or you have a date or a fig that falls off a tree on Shabbos, they held you allowed to eat it. Omu ula omra v'shim alakosh. Machloikis b'shel machbeidos. The machloikis is the ones that fell off but they were still stuck in the branches of the tree. Machbeidos are like, literally means the brooms, because the palm tree has like these brooms sticking out, they were stuck in those brooms. The Rabbanon Sabri, Gazrin Shema Yalav Yitlash. We'll tie to Fi Rashi's Pshat first. Rabbanon hold that the Zegzera, if you allow them to climb up the tree to go get those dates that are in the branches, they might actually pluck one off the tree. And they come to the rice, and therefore they said they can't do it. You can't eat it. You can't eat it at all. There's no Gzeri, you're going to climb up and detach something. You climb up and get the stuff that are already off the tree. So ben keeping, well, you don't have to climb the tree, and just in the thorns on the bottom, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos takes issue with this because he says, you never let a climb up a tree, I was not climbing up a tree. That's an issa. And also, you can't take out of the keep also, it's also a mustamus b'ilon, taking something out of the thorns. Therefore, Tosfos learns that it fell on the ground already. But it depends where it fell from. It said if it fell from the machbeidos, from the brooms, then you can't eat it, even though it's on the ground, because of the chashash, he might climb up the tree then. But if it fell from the bottom things, so there, we're not choshish to climb up the tree, and therefore it's mutter. That's how Tosfos learns the shaila of Peres Hanoishrim, that's only Xera. If it's up there, then Xera might climb up the tree. But if it came from the bottom, there's no chashash to climb up the tree. In any case, the Gemara says here, it's the Rabbanon and the Bnei Richa, if there's a chashash, Shema Yalla v'yitlash. Amalei Rava have a different problem over here. It's muksa. What's muksa mean? If something at the beginning of Shabbos, you can't eat it because there's an isser on it, it's muksa of all Shabbos. It's called muksa machmas isser. Here, this peri couldn't have been plucked on Shabbos. So therefore, beginning of Shabbos, ben ha-shmashos, it was also, it's muksa machmas isser. Only Rav, va muksa is ninu, it's muksa, v'chitei mehoil v'chazi la'arvim. Hashta. Muchan, oh no, that's a kash. V'chitei mehoil v'chazi la'arvim. Maybe you'll say it's not muksa because the maisa, the ravens can eat it. So you're ready for the ravens? So for the Marakasha, hashda muchan la'adam, the lach is, something that's set aside for people, lo yavah muchan la'klavim, it's called muksa v'klavim, where do you see that? The Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that if someone comes in a vela on Shabbos, you cannot feed it to the klavim. Why? It's muksa. Why is it muksa? Because at the beginning of Shabbos, it was set aside for people. So it's because not muchan for klavim. The Tanan Yehuda Omer, m'loyos in a vela of Shabbos, asur l'fishen emuna muchan, it's not prepared. Because muchan la adam is not muchan klavim. So you're telling me now, muchan la arvin, have muchan la adam? Sometimes muchan for arvin is muchan la adam? Amalei answered him in, yes. I'll explain it to you why. Muchan la adam, you have a behema that says it's like a steak, expensive steak. Lo have muchan la klavim. You're not prepared to give it to klavim. It's the last thing you want to do is waste it on dogs. The chalmidei chazal in it, shle max le medaite. Anything that's roya for people, you're not max it to give it to klava. But the opposite, mucham la'arvin, maybe someone that's mucham for birds, maybe mucham la'adam, a person's also mucham, chalmidei chazal in it, anything that's roya for me in any way, for my animals or for me, daite lai. The only problem is, that good you'll explain me that it's not, it's mucham, but what happened to the issa, muksa machas issa? This is a kasha, a lot of the achrayim really work hard to try to answer. They say somehow, since it's mukhan la'arvim, it somehow takes off the sting of the muksamachmas isser. Akapalim Gemara is saying it's not muksamachmas isser since it's royu for arvim. Gosha ravin on Roshim alakish, machloikis b'shal kipin. The rabbanon sabri mukhan la'arvim lev mukhan la'adam. The machloikis is by kipin. The rabbanon sabri mukhan la'arvim lev mukhan la'klavim. The Gemara is answer now that the whole machlekes really the b'riricha and the chacham were if it's muksa or not. We're talking about a case where there's no shema yalav yitlesh, like it was bein akipin, like Rashi learns you don't have to climb the tree, it's right here, and that's where it's shema yalav yitlesh kli al mutter. What's the machlekes? Gufa of it's muksa. The rabbanon sabri mukhal arvim something that's prepared for ravens loyav mukhal adam. It's not mukhal adam, therefore it's muksa. Something that's royal for the ravens is mukhal adam. If it's up there on top of the tree, even though it's detached, the v'akol aser gzera shema yala v'yitlash. Gzera might go up and climb and detach it. So we're coming out. There's two ways to learn the machlekes between the chacham and the anshi yirichai. Pshat number one is if there's a gzera shema yala v'yitlash, and the machlekes was when it was ben machpedas. The second pshat is no, it was lower down. And everyone agrees that if it's up there, it's aser. And the machlekes is if it's muksa or not. That's the machlekes. If something that's mucha la'arvin is mucha la'adam or not. That's the second way to explain the machlekes. It says weiter in the Mishnah, when noistin peya liyarek, that the people in Yerichai gave peya from Yerakas. And the chama meicha on that because really, it turns out that they're patting themselves a maisa, which is not the right thing. Right, the Gemara of a less lul anchi richa hodat. Now they don't hold this Mishnah. The Mishnah is the first Mishnah. The Mishnah is like this: klal and peya. Few rules in peya. Number one, kol shu oichel has to be a food. V'nishmar, it can't be hefker. V'gedulim la'aretz, it has to grow from the ground. V'likatosei ka'achas, the harvesting has to be a type of tree that harvested at one time. U'machnisoi lekiyon, and something that lasts a long time. All these things are chayiv bepeya. And the Gemara explains what's coming to lafuke. Kol shu oichel is prat. It might even be the Mishnah says this. Kol shu oichel is prat l'safiches tis v'kaitza. Everything that's oichel is lafuke, the wild plants that are used for dyes. They're not royal achila. One is saffron. One is a different type of dye. V'nishmar, what being watched, what's that coming to exclude? Prat lehefker. Hefker is not chayiv in peya. V'gedulim la'aretz, something that grows to the ground. Prat lekamei and paitris, mushrooms which grow according to the Gemara grow from the ear. Those things, you see, they grow on trees, grow on walls. Those things also are not chayiv in peya. V'likitasa ka'achas, that comes to exclude pratlat einim. Figs, the way they grow, they always, everyone gets ready, ripened at a different time. And what's v'chis lakiyom, pratli yarek. A vegetable doesn't last a long time. A fruit, an apple, an orange, those things, or wheat, last a long time. You can store them. Your rakas don't store a long time. Therefore, vegetables are not chayiv in peya. So the Yerichai, they didn't know the Mishnah. They don't know a Mishnah in Mestechlis peya. Everyone knows the Mishnah. It's in Perek Aleph. They don't know this Mishnah. Yerek doesn't have peya. Om Rabbi Dom Rab. Hocha, we're talking about a certain vegetable that does last. Turnips last. They last a long time. The leaves of the turnips, if you store them with the turnip, will last a long time also. So Om Rab, Hocha, Barashi lifts his skin. We're talking about the leaves of the turnips. You can put it away ayyidei being attached to the turnip. And that's the machlokes. Is that called a kiyam if it becomes mekuyam ayyidei something else? It's called a kiyam. So the Bnei Yericha held that since I could store it with its emoyes, it's called, with its mother, with the root, it'll last, and therefore it's called something that lasts the kiyum. It's chayiv and peya. The chum held not like that. Now, there's another pshat in the Rishonim here, a different pshat, pretty easy pshat to understand, that here we're talking about these Rashi lifters talking about the turnips themselves. We're saying you could pickle them and store them that way. Is that enough to be called chayiv and peya? So that's called a kima de davacha. That would be the machlokes. If that's called enough of a kiyum or not. And we'll stop over here. Mitzvah in the next year, we'll continue from here.